This is the Tank Podcast for the 12th of November, 2007. To see the video of this episode, go to YouTube and search for the Tank Podcast.
Good evening, tankers.
Good morning, camera one.
Good afternoon, camera two.
And camera two over there. Welcome to the tank.
The tank.
Stefan.
It's fantastic.
Richard Saunders and Stefan Soiker here with you once again.
Yes, and we're going high budget. We've got two cameras, fabulous location, and a very expensive microphone.
But we should mention the cameras. In fact, if you bring that camera over and
put
there,
at that. Yeah.
The people at YouTube actually gave Stefan and I some cameras because they like what we do.
That's right. We went to the launch and we got these little cute little things, and you just
they're called flip video cameras.
Flip video, and you just hit the button and off you go, and then you just upload them with the old USB, and you're live.
So. Thank you, YouTube. We do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, getting back to the skeptical world and the skeptical universe and all those great skeptical things, I've been having a lot of fun lately in a program called Second Life.
Is that right? I've heard of that. I had that on my computer for a while.
It's staggering. I'm really seriously surprised. And I was just walking along, and I met a guy called Ira Flatow. Now, Ira runs Science Friday radio show in the United States.
What?
And is very popular. And I totally met him and had a talk with him.
Did you know him? Like, did you know of him?
I knew of him.
And you just bumped into him in Second Life.
There he was.
That's crazy.
And there are all sorts of skeptic people in there, and resources and space museums. Check out Second Life if you're curious.
It is phenomenal, isn't it? The only thing that happened for me is I went on there to try and see what I could do, and I found there was a lot of spamming stuff and casinos.
Yes.
You sort of filter that out?
You just don't. You don't go to those areas. It's
but
like
are
a,
they
a giant
popping up all the time and saying yeah,
no,
no,
no.
Okay, no. All right.
Maybe I'm being lucky so far, but it's like visiting a giant country. You just don't go to the bits you don't want to go to.
That could have been the problem, because I went to the wrong side of the tracks.
Okay.
I was looking for some action, and it was the wrong kind of action.
I understand.
No.
Don't worry about it,
Stephen. It was terrible.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we were having some fun mentioning some New Age magazines.
Yes, we were.
Nova and I can't even remember the name of the other one.
Oh, whatever it was,
it was laughable.
Yeah.
But I found a new one, so I'll hold that one up. It's called Shining Bright.
Whoa.
And
okay. I'm operating second camera, by the way.
Separate camera. You can follow the way of the dolphin, for example.
Oh, it's a great way to go.
Awaken the oneness.
Swim in the ocean.
Swim in the ocean.
Just like dolphins
Soul
do.
Soul healing. Okay.
NLP, intuitive, spiritual, angelic astrology.
Angelic astrology.
So not only do you get the stars to run things, but there's angels that are guiding your star.
Yeah. Okay.
This is crap.
Healing through touch. I see. A peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
They could use another peace of mind, actually, these people, I think.
Crossing bridges, planning challenges.
It's all happening. Again, Shining Bright magazine. It's free around Sydney and I guess other capital cities. Keep an eye out for it. Grab one. It's worth it for a laugh. These people are truly wacky and zany, and I'm sure they're just doing it to make us all laugh.
They do. Yeah, I know. It is fabulous. I mean, Shining Bright. Yeah. I mean, normally you say you can't give it away. They can. They're giving it away.
Now, big week coming up. I'm off to Hobart.
You are? A bit of a convention.
This Australian Skeptics Annual Convention. We're going to be announcing the winner of the Bent Spoon.
Awesome.
And I think the front runner at the ABC is the ABC television at the moment.
Any contender? Yeah, ABC contender. So what other contenders are there?
You know, I'd have to check the website out.
Okay. So with the ABC, what are they up for this time?
For showing a show called Psychic Investigators.
Oh.
Psychics helping police.
Shame.
They're the front runners. I don't know who's going to win at the moment, but they're definitely the front runners. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about the environment down there. Lots of green issues.
Check it out.
The whole conference is about green issues and the environment, global warming, all that sort of stuff. And in the next tank, the one after this one, I'll have a full report with interviews from the convention.
Great. Well, let's get on with the show, shall we?
Let's do it.
Camera two.
Camera one.
We'll catch you later. Camera one. Catch you later. On with the show.
Yes, it's mind, body, spirit time once again, or as we call it, mind, body, wallet. I'm here at Darling Harbour, where they have the Mind, Body, Spirit Festival twice a year. So we're going to check out what's going on inside. Australian skeptics visit the Mind, Body, Spirit Festival at least once a year. It's a good place to keep up with the latest claims in the New Age movement, and also claims made by the people selling alternative medicine. There are many legitimate products there too, such as fantastic hot sauces, clothes to wear, and beautiful jewellery. It's a fun day out.
Well, I've bumped into Peter Bowditch here at the Mind Buddy Wallet Festival.
Definitely Wallet Festival. Look, here's the entrance. What we need.
How's it going today, Peter?
It's going very well. So far, when I was here about 30 seconds before, I heard someone lying about medicine.
Yeah, we were just told it took 20 minutes for someone to tell us they couldn't prove their magical claim of out-of-body experience.
Okay, let's stop here for a second. I better explain what I meant by that statement. Peter and I spent a good 20 minutes at the stand of the International Academy of Consciousness. Their main claim is that they can teach you how to have an out-of-body experience, project your mind somewhere else. Their website even states that they do scientific research into this very claim. So Peter and I asked them, quite politely, if they wouldn't mind backing up their claims with some science that we could conduct for them or with them or with their help. We didn't get very far. The idea of them being tested was at most a bemusement, and then they seemed to become quite insulted by the idea that they should be tested to back up their claim. We were told to leave. So we're left wondering, how hard is it for us to give our money away if these people can back up their claim by conducting a very simple test, which should be well within their ability? They not only would get our $100,000, they would certainly be in the running for James Randi's $1 million. And people wonder why we're skeptical.
We were just told it took 20 minutes for someone to tell us they couldn't prove their magical claim of out-of-body experience.
But they were prepared to sell us a course,
yes,
to teach us to do it, so we could prove it to ourselves.
It's a lot of fun here. Look, if you've never been to a Mind Body Wallet, consider coming along. It is a lot of fun.
Oh, it's definitely money well spent. It's there is the problem that, say to people, like, you do have the feeling that you've actually gone bipolar, and that as you walk past the stands, you alternate between screaming with hysterical laughter and curling into a fetal position in desperation, depending on what I'm actually looking at. But it's good value for money, and a lot of it is just voluntary taxation. There's very little here that's really harmful, but enough to be of concern.
One of the great things about coming to the Mind Body Spirit Festival is the chance to buy some really nice products, like these fantastic bamboo clothes behind me. But unfortunately, they're only for women.
So that was a look at the Mind Body Spirit Festival in 2007. Now let's step back 5 years to 2002, when Stefan and I did some work for an internet radio station called NetFM. One of the reports we filed was, believe it or not, Mind Body Spirit. Here is that report from 2002.
I'm standing out the front of the Mind Body Spirit Festival in Darling Harbour, and I've come here to sort out a few of my personal issues, a few health problems, a few mental problems, and a few sexual problems. And I'm hoping that with the help of a bit of body touch, a bit of meditation, a bit of crystals, a bit of chanting, I'm going to sort it all out at the Mind Body Spirit Festival here at Darling Harbour. So what is actual hydrotherapy?
Hydrotherapy is a basic form to using the comfort and privacy of your own home and your own bath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
You can actually sit on it and you get a desired effect, but no, I don't get off on that. The women do.
Women do?
Told, yes.
What you've got there is actually what we call the spirulina smoothie, which is our special brand of fruit juice, banana, and then we add the spirulina to it for that extra nutritional boost.
Do you provide the recipe for the smoothie?
The smoothie recipe is on the back of the bottle, of course.
Yes, it's on the back of the bottle, thank goodness for that, because if I'm going to get some spirulina, I want to drink it in this form because it's actually very, very tasty. Here we are at the Wall of Psychics here outside the Tarot, Clairvoyant and Psychic Room here at Mind, Body, Spirit Festival. Every one of these psychics here with their credentials of what they do, you can check them out, and they're all categorised by colour because obviously they're using different chakras to use their psychic powers, and then you can book them in here for a reading here today. And it's amazing the similarity between this Wall of Psychics here and the Wall of Victims from the September 11 bombing in New York. Very, very similar look to the wall. And the funny thing is, not one of these people actually predicted the September 11 bombings in New York. What's going on here today?
Lots of weird and wonderful things, actually. This contraption is called the Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver, that's a great name.
It is. I didn't think of it, but that's what the inventor calls it. And it's a combination of sacred geometry and sound therapy. So the shape is a dodecahedron, which is one of the five platonic solids.
Love them. But I recognize this molecule as well because it looks a lot like the cannabis molecule.
So I wouldn't know that. No, no. It's not that I'd admit you on Net TV anyway.
That's right, and especially not to inhaling. Yes, not only is this Mind, Body, Spirit Festival a place of enlightenment, it's also a house of fashion. This is the Batman look for the Shinbio health products. Wear it anywhere and feel good. Sound therapy. Can you explain a bit about that?
Certainly. For people who have hearing damage, problems with their ears, sound therapy is a very therapeutic system using high-frequency sound, which goes directly into the ear via a Walkman.
Yeah.
And we found that that high-frequency sound rehabilitates the ear. We have a 90% success rate of healing tinnitus. The other 10% of people say that their tinnitus has been greatly reduced.
Here I am at the store of the Happy High Herb Shop. In fact, anything that's legal that gets you off, besides alcohol and tobacco and caffeine, they sell. And it's all herbal and it's all good. What is pranic healing?
Pranic healing is the use of universal energy where we access the energy and we use it to cleanse people's chakras and auras and show them a way of empowering themselves through the use of balancing their energies.
Okay, so how do you do it then? How does it actually work?
We sensitize our hands and scan people's auras and chakras, and through that process we can work out if they're congested or if they're depleted, and we use that process of cleansing and energizing. We also use crystals that have been programmed.
Okay. My chakras are all chakraed out. My aura has basically gone down the drain. My kundalini has spiraled into non-existence. I've had it. This is Stefan for Net FM here at the Mind, Body, Spirit Festival.
Was a report Stefan and I did way back in 2002. Now let's go back even further. Let's go back to 1989, and here is then President of the Australian Skeptics, Barry Williams, checking out Mind, Body, Spirit.
His name is Barry Williams. Occupation, investigative skeptic. Assignment, International Festival of Mind, Body and Spirit, Darling Harbour, Sydney.
Questions. Do I have to take my clothes off to get in?
Yes, you can take your clothes off before you get in.
Oh, my contract doesn't have a nudity clause in it. And do you think I'd fit in it?
Well, you'd probably fit in with your clothes on, but it'd be a lot easier without them.
Let's give it a go.
Give it a go.
It's called an aromatherapy capsule. And while it may look more like a sauna than something that leaves you smelling like roses, at least it's one way to cut out the incessant noise of the crowd. Not that the constant babble bothers this lot. They say you can battle anything with the right music.
I'm interested in the ambience music. It reminds me of the music you hear in elevators. It's sort of a bit like music.
It's upcoming music. It's the music of the new world.
You haven't got anything by Charlie Parker or Dizzy Gillespie by any chance?
Well, no. But what they do have at the festival is this.
No, I'm not insane. You understand? and I'm not insane. No, I'm not mad. Not insane. Not insane.
Okay, he's not insane, but why is he appearing in public in pyjamas? And there was more. Is this the magic flute? Mozart minus the wig. Onto something tactile, vibrational symbol.
This one is Virgo. It means nurture yourself before you nurture others. Meaning teach yourself before you go out and give it out to others and know where you're coming from. But it's working with colour, whatever colours you feel vibrate. I say vibrate to you.
I don't feel anything at all with this, but...
No, that's fine.
This feels like the button I lost off my coat.
And discovery is what this festival of mind, body and spirit is all about.
Truth, this is modern.
The drum is that in this authentic Indian teepee, anything in heaven is possible.
That looks fascinating. What is it?
It's a rain stick.
A rain stick?
Yeah.
Does it make it rain or is it, it sounds like water, that's for sure.
Yeah, listen to it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
I guess, well, the American Indians must use it when they want to do a rain dance. I think that's what it would be for, would it? I don't know.
Well, she's not the only one without a clue. Continuing his search past the alternative access bookshop and the cosmic chocolate wheel, our investigative skeptic came upon name decoder Ren Lexander, formerly Gary Sargent, who was full of answers.
With the thing about Barry, it can have a possible decoding of Barry being like a bear. And if I, why I say that, and it's on the screen there, as you'll see, is you are very bear-like. You're very tall, you're very broad, you're very hairy.
But I'm very kind and soft and gentle too.
Ah, but love and understanding is what this festival also is all about. And even an old skeptic fell under the spell of a witch.
We have wonderful fairies dust, which is really nice to have in your home because it invites fairies to join you. And you can put it through your books or you can have a fairy's ring and you can have the love and joy coming into your home. So it's a really nice way of bringing the magic into your home by having these things around you.
Sir, have a sip.
Yeah, thanks.
But there were more revelations to come.
I'm Barry. What are we doing here?
Well, Barry, what we're presenting actually is the real Jesus. We're presenting Jesus the Christ. And we're bringing people spiritual awareness of Jesus himself. And through the egg chair here and the audiometer, we're testing people's hearing. And if you have a hearing impairment...
Sorry, say that again?
Yes, that's right. And if you have a hearing impairment, we will lay hands on you and Jesus will restore your healing. Command healing in his ears in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right, Barry, here we go again. You ready, Barry?
Well, Richard, what an awesome show.
We're back again. Thanks, everybody, for looking at that show.
Camera one.
We're still having a lot of fun. I'm sorry for those people just listening to this.
Yeah.
You're missing out on all the fun. If you are just listening to this, go to YouTube, type in Tank Podcast, and you can see us.
Yeah, right.
You can totally
That's
see
true.
Us.
Yeah, and we're getting a bit indulgent because we got two new cameras, so we're very happy
with that. Pretty happy with that.
We're indulging.
Well, thanks again, Stefan, for helping me co-host this show.
No problem.
And we'll see... all you, or you'll see us in a couple of weeks with our report from Hobart.
Excellent. We'll see you soon, and thanks for watching.
Thank you for listening to the Tank Podcast, produced by the Australian Skeptics, the Mystery Investigators, and the Sirius Media Group. You can contact us at cosmicspoon@gmail.com.